This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Hello and welcome to Brooklands Radio and the Just Women Show. This is our weekly programme when we get to chat with inspirational local ladies about their lives, their work and the challenges they have overcome to get where they are today. I'm Anne Twist and today I'm joined by the lovely Amanda Weller. What are we going to be chatting about today, Amanda?
Well, today, Anne, we have three really interesting guests. We'll be talking to an entrepreneurial accountant who doesn't speak accountanese. We'll be discussing positive thinking for children and we'll also be covering residential housing. So a really wide range of topics for us today.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So I'm delighted to start the show with our first guest. That's Alida Ballard of SAS Business Box. Welcome to the show, Alida.
Thank you. Hello.
Great to have you on here. So perhaps you could just sort of start by telling us sort of in a nutshell, what is SAS Business Box? What
okay. So SAS stands for Surrey Accountancy Services, and I'm an accountant, and I've been one for more than 25 years. We've had SAS for just over 10 years, and I created and launched SAS Business Box, which is an online resource to help UK startups and small businesses succeed.
Okay, and how long ago did you set that up?
So we launched in the middle of last summer.
Oh, right, quite
yeah,
new.
Yeah, so, but I've had the idea for about 6.5 years.
And what motivated you to sort of
So this? My big motivation is to help small businesses see numbers in a way that actually makes sense. And I recognise that a lot of businesses don't see numbers or set targets for themselves to make sure they cover everything to leave them enough tax. Leave them enough profit at the end of the day. So the motivation behind it is that my father, who is a serial entrepreneur, in 1983 he started up yet another business, and that was a double glazing firm. By 1986, he had a turnover of more than £1 million. So, and they were making a profit, and he took on two more sales staff and lease cars for everybody, all the sales team. And he did what a lot of business owners do, in that he didn't work out how much more money they needed to bring in to cover the additional costs, and his gross margin is all based on gross margins.
Yes.
Didn't do enough. Used cash reserves because the company was struggling. 1987, the stock market crash happened, and we lost our home. And I was 18 at the time, going off to do my degree, but my younger brother and sister were both in private school. So overnight, they were out of school. And I do remember actually driving from Kent, which is where the house was, to Bow Road in London with envelopes of cash and checks to be able to put in the overnight safety deposit box so my dad could trade for another day. And
good
of course,
theme.
Yeah. But nowadays, people you don't necessarily know. And the way it gets presented, because people who are, you know, waiting for money to come in to pay for the next tax bill or whatever they're trying to do, they generally look like they're just working. So until something goes wrong, like there's an addictive behavior that comes out, like alcoholism and all the rest of it, or relationships break down, or you lose your home, nobody necessarily knows. So I'm very passionate in helping people, businesses, to work from their numbers bottom up. What do you want to be left with? How much do you need to sell to make sure that you cover everything, including the tax that's due, so you know as long as you hit that sales target, you're safe, you're fine, and
this
your family is safe.
Such an important thing, isn't it? Because, you know, and also as a some, you know, businesses often they concentrate on what they know about or what they do, and that's not often the money side of it, is it?
No.
And actually knowing about all the different implications and all the different things you have to remember to put in there, to think about, to include, to plan for.
Yeah.
This is something that is obviously critical, but really hard to do properly.
I think the way historically it's been presented, it looks like it's hard, but because the way it's presented is by spreadsheets. So traditionally, a lot of people show it as a spreadsheet, and often you need somebody there to interpret what the spreadsheet is saying. But the revenue target calculator, which is this tool that I've created on the box, it's a 5-step process. It's words, and you just put your numbers in.
So can you talk us through this revenue?
Yeah, sure,
calculator?
No problem. So it's a 5-step process. You start off by saying or telling it how much you want to be left with after you've paid for everything. You then tell it whether you're a sole trader or a limited company. You then put in your fixed costs, and it has a list of every single type of fixed cost you can think of, so that you might get prompted to think, oh, actually, I don't know about my insurance, or I forgot about mobile phones or whatever it is. And of course, you can save as many versions of the RTC as you like. So after you've put in your fixed costs, you then can put in your revenue streams. Now, a lot of businesses have more than one revenue stream. And what I mean by revenue stream, so an easy example is an interior designer, let's say. So an interior designer will sell their time as a consultancy element of it, mm-hmm. and then they might sell soft furnishings. So the next step is to say what your different revenue streams are, but also the percentage that each one contributes to your business. So let's say 80% of your business comes from your consultancy and 20% of your business comes from selling your soft furnishings. You can put that in. And then the next step is to say, how much does it actually cost you to deliver whatever it is you deliver? And then how much are you going to sell it for? So your consultancy will be a zero cost, but let's say you charge £200 a day, whatever it is. And your soft furnishings, you can put it, let's say it costs you on average £10 and you mark it up by 75%. So you've got that option. It's as simple as that. Then you hit the finish and calculate button, and what the box will tell you, or the RTC will say right at the very bottom, this is how much you want to take out, this is how much tax you would pay on the profits,
yeah.
and this is how much as a company you need to sell, but it also shows it to you per revenue stream. So you have only the company target, but also per revenue stream. And if you don't like that top number, because it just seems far too difficult, you can go and change the business mix, or you can change the cost, the markup, or the sales price. So you can save as many versions of the RTC as you like. And on the box, you have your own box within the box. So the idea, although it's a subscription, it's a membership, nobody's expected to stay longer than you need to. So I specifically have designed it that way, so there's no pressure, there's no need to pay for something that you don't want to use. But come, learn what you need to learn. Put everything that you want to keep on your own box, in your own box, all your revenue target calculators, all there. You can also create PDFs of your RTC, so that's fine. And then you can pause your membership, go and implement, come back when you're ready to learn some more. So, as I say, there's over 200 articles, videos, downloadable checklists, templates, tools.
I read that. I mean, so that's much. a vast library of resources you've created there.
It took me a long time.
How long did you say it had taken you to?
Well, it was in my brain for 6.5 years, and then December 17th, I decided to do it. My daughter said, come on, Mum, time, let's do it now. So it took 11 weeks to get it from my head, because it's a flowchart structure as well. So you don't go down any route that you don't want to go down. And there is no search function. And I've done that purposefully because let's take VAT. If you searched about VAT, what comes up is standard accounting for VAT. But because that's what most people automatically get put on. But there's flat rate scheme and there's cash accounting.
Yeah.
And those two things might actually be better for your business. So when you're on the box and you go down, there's a little a route that says, are you on the best scheme for VAT? It then shows you what the options are. Then you can explore it. And then and there's a tool on to find out whether turning to flat rate scheme is better for you. And then it says, well, if this number is positive, that means it's a good idea. You can then go to your accountant and say, I think I need to be on flat rate scheme.
I was going to ask whether this is for people who haven't got accountants.
No, it's for everybody. It doesn't replace accountants, business coaches, anybody else. All it is it enhances the fact that you now know, you have the knowledge, you know what suits you and what your and just understanding. So that you feel empowered, you feel like, okay, I know I can have a good conversation where I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, which actually is quite key, because I think, you know, we've all got accountants and sometimes you sit there and thinking, what are they talking about? But I don't want to sound stupid by asking that question.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I, you know, and one of the things I do say is I don't speak accountantese. So you can hear from how I'm speaking that actually all the pages are written the way I speak.
Interesting. So when you're saying it's £48 a month membership, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. could be a member for a month and get lots of information and then pause it and implement, as you say, what you've learned and then not come back for 6 months if you don't want to.
However long you want.
Okay.
And everybody who joins, they get invited to join our referral scheme, our refer a friend scheme. And you will, if you decide to join it, then you get given your own link, which you can share across social media or email to a friend. If your friend joins, they get £10 off their first month and you get £10 back. So it's just to share the love and just make it as nice and easy as possible, because when you're talking about your numbers in your business, it's like your baby and you're quite vulnerable, and not often do you tell other people, actually, I'm not quite sure about that? So if your friend can say to you, do you know what, there's this really easy thing that is really easy to follow, nobody has to know whether you've got a viable business or not, but the RTC is great, give it a go, then it's just, you know, it just makes such a lot of difference in terms of feeling like you're not alone, first off. Secondly, there's nobody there to make you feel inadequate in any way, because it's you just spending time with yourself, learning stuff that you feel is important. Absolutely.
But it's giving you the information you need. And then if you have a plan to go down another avenue business wise, you can check it out and see what actually in reality it would mean to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
And everybody who joins the box gets an hour of time with me. So what I've been finding recently with a few of the more recent members is because there's a lot of solopreneurs, and when I say, so how much do you want to be left with? They go, well, I don't really know. It's like, why don't you know? And when we look at how they put the numbers together, they put both the business and the personal numbers together. So one of the things that we tend to do is like, okay, let's separate them, because it's two different things. Because obviously the business numbers is what reduces your profits to tax, but your personal number is what you want to be left with after you've paid for everything, including the tax. So quite often people don't know to separate it, first off, but secondly, they don't really know how much they really need to live on, because we're in the age where it's really easy to borrow money. It's really easy to put stuff on credit cards. Yeah. So it can feel like I'm just spending money. and the analogy that I like to use, I've been an accountant for more than 25 years, and I meet a lot of business owners where they run their business based on the next tax bill. Now, of course, if you're doing that, you're not actually making enough money, because if you are, then you've squirreled away the tax and you've got the money you need. Yeah. And it's a bit like when you know you're putting on weight over a period of time and you sort of think, actually, I can't wear that anymore. I won't wear that anymore. Or sometimes you can go, I'm going to blame the washing machine to shrink my clothes. But you know, in the back of your mind, everything's just getting tighter and tighter and tighter until one day you go, well, I've got two choices. I can get on the scales, find out what that number is and do something about it, because you know when you see the number, you will have to. Or get bigger clothes. And the bigger clothes bit in business is potentially borrowing some more money, or, you know, it's just making the problem bigger. What the RTC does, and the knowledge on the box, is giving you that number, you know how big the problem is, and then making sure that you get the help or make the decisions, change the behavior, whatever it is. But it's that analogy, it's getting on the scales, but for your business.
So it's knowledge is power, isn't it?
Completely.
Because then you have the power to decide how you want to manage it.
Yeah. Going back to the story that you started with about your father and you going off to uni and your two siblings obviously losing their schools, etc. You were going off to uni. What were you going to study, and did you then study accountancy
I did psychology and human biology, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I realized, because in psychology there's a lot of statistics, and obviously biology, I'm very fascinated about humans and biology in general. And I realized that I actually really loved numbers and people. And I really love people. And that's part of why I've created the box, is to help people in a way that they're not normally helped. And to help people to help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, here's the tools, here's the language or the knowledge. And, you know, I'm trying to be as helpful as I can. But, yeah, it is that combination. So I came out, did my degree, and then thought, now I want to be an accountant because I can help people, and people who are like my dad. Now, my dad never learned the lesson, and he still doesn't. You know, he's 75. He was actually had to leave the country and went back to live in Malaysia. And I don't actually talk to my dad anymore, because it's been 4 years now that I don't talk to him. And so there are repercussions that go on for a long time.
What, because of his sort of activity with the
Because he will like to try and tell me how to run my business and how to run my life.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sitting there, and, you know, I do believe, you know, you are the sum of the five people you spend most of your time with. And if you've got somebody saying to you X, Y, and Z, but they are not walking the walk, it's not a good thing to keep in your life. Yeah. So there are repercussions, you know, and it doesn't stop. You know, I'm 50 now. This happened to me when I was 18, my family. So, yeah.
But you have huge vision for the future as well, don't you?
Oh, completely.
You?
I'm so excited about it.
Are you happy to mention that a bit?
Of course, yeah. So once I've done what I need to do with SAS in terms of my personal funds that I need for my life, I want to create SAS youth clubs, So my parents got divorced when I was 12. And at that time, I was maybe one of 15 children who had divorced parents. Nowadays, you're lucky if you're one of 15 kids whose parents are still together. And when parents divorce, it's not just those two people that the children have to deal with that are not together anymore, but you potentially lose all the other adults that are in their lives. And unless that child kicks off in any way, everybody is like, oh, they're okay. And all the adults are dealing with the different change of dynamics, and the children are just expected to carry on with it. And with all the social media, with all the stuff, you know, we all know about mental health issues and all that type of stuff. I feel very strongly that I want to help. So once we've created enough income, you know, the pot that I need from SAS as a whole, then we're going to do these youth clubs, and they are going to be a really safe place for children to come between 10 and 18. They'll learn about good health, good nutrition, good exercise, first aid, all those sort of things. But also we will encourage people in the community to come and share their stories and be inspirational and be those adults that are there. But we'll also create an amended version of the RTC where children can go, okay, what type of house, what type of car, what type of holidays, what type of salary do I need to get to be able to have that type of life? What type of jobs give me that salary? What type of qualifications do I need? And so that helps them to be absolutely.
What kind of life do they want?
Yeah. And then how do I make it happen? So it's the same sort of idea with the box and the youth clubs. It's, we'll give you the tools, we'll give you the knowledge, it's up to you, and they get credits, and the credits they can spend on things like football matches and PGL holidays and things like that, but SAS will pay for it. So it doesn't matter whether you come from a wealthy family or a poor family, it's about you taking ownership of your behavior, your decision making, and then you are making it happen, which is the same idea.
Amazing.
As the box.
That's brilliant. Unfortunately,
sorry,
we're running out of time.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting. I mean, actually, both sides are interesting, you know, the accountancy side, but also the youth club side. You'll have to come back another day and just focus on the plans for the youth clubs when you're a bit further down the line.
Yeah. I'll be very happy to share.
Yeah, so it just remains to ask how our listeners should find you if they want to find out more about the business box.
Okay.
And, you know, join it themselves.
Absolutely. So the website is called it's sasbusinessbox.co.uk. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I do a lot of free workshops all over the place, so if you find us on either any of those social media platforms, you'll find out about the next workshops, which are everywhere.
Well, thank you very much, Alida. Lovely to have you on the show, and best of luck for that and the youth clubs.
Thank you.
So that was Alida Ballard of SAS Business Box.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.